Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show. And we got a great guest coming on. Before we bring her on, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing very well, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. It's going to be a great show. We got a fantastic singer, country singer, entertainer by the name of Pamela Hopkins. How you doing, Pamela?
I'm great. How are you doing?
All right. One thing, you guys say something. She's a brave young lady over here hanging around doing an interview with a tornado warning nearby. So we got to give her credit right there.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sitting here watching it on TV, trying to make sure it stays north of us.
Now, one thing, if you listen to your songs, you got a lot of sense of humor in there, and you also got something very serious. How do you write your songs?
I generally go by either self-experience or just observation of what's going on around me, you know. So, for instance, you know, giving a damn, don't go with my outfit. Just that's stuff that goes on around me in a small town. So I thought, you know what, I'm tired of people being hypocritical. And if they want to be, that's fine, because it doesn't matter to me. It's not going to affect what I do. So that's how we kind of wrote that song. And it's, you know, kind of like, yeah, you know, think what you want and do what you're going to do, because over here it doesn't go with what I'm wearing. I'm just going to keep on doing what I'm doing. And that's kind of like the metaphor for it. So that's, you know, that was a personal experience one. Same thing with Little Things, which is the duet I wrote with Matt Dane back when. Mm-hmm. It was totally my childhood. So these are the songs that I released this last year. And then One More Last Kiss is just kind of like, you know, it's something that I've had happen in the past, so.
Because we have, we also have One More Last Kiss, but you also did a song called Hoping the Me You Could Have Had.
Oh, and The Me You Could Have Had, yeah. That one is from my past as well. That's a breakup song from probably, gosh, 20 years ago was that memory.
And so I figured that goes along with one more last kiss.
Yeah, it does.
And
it
also
is, like,
goes with and somebody here is walking. Is that all tied together?
No, the somebody here is walking was actually written by Jim Femineau, and he is the late Jim Femineau. He passed away this last summer, but he actually wrote James Otto's Just Got Started Loving You, and that went number one in, like, 2008 on Billboard. So he's actually a number one Billboard writer, and that's a song that he pitched to me when him and I met, and he was like, hey, you know, here's some songs I'd love for, you know, love for you to try to do, and that was one I chose, and I chose Cranking Up the Crazy was his as well. The rest of them are all, you know, co-written.
Now, Cranking Up the Crazy is one, it's a fun song, and it's really good. And all of them, we just mentioned four songs. We actually have them all. But the Cranking Up the Crazy, I would like to play that for you. That's okay?
Yeah, that's one of my, that was the first one on my album, yes.
I'll play it. Hold on.
Bone chicka bone bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone chicka bone bone, a bone chicka bone bone. Chains on, boots off, kicking back on my front porch. Summer heat, a cold drinky drink. You know everybody needs a little breaky break. Living large in slow motion. I got a yard, hell, who needs a notion? And he's sitting there in a sexy tan line in a long chair next to mine, cranking up crazy. Me and my baby. Hold up, it's getting out of control. We might just sit back and take a nap. Like my blue tick red, yo, he rolls like that. Yeah, he might boot scoot later tonight. Throw it back, neath the neon light. Until that sun sets in the sky. We'll be rocking out and wasting time. Cranking up the crazy.
Okay, when you hear that song, if you're in a, like in a bar or in a saloon or something, and you get everybody singing it when you perform it, that's the type of song you got there.
Yes, absolutely. I also call that like a boat song. It's like if you're out in the middle of the lake or the ocean, kind of like that, you know, it has that kind of reggae feel to it. So it makes you want to just drink and party and have a good time.
That's it. You know, and it's really, really good. And hoping hoping the Me You Could Have Had type of song. You said it's an all-time song that you had that came off a relationship, it sounds like.
Yeah, the Me You Could Have Had was me remembering back. I mean, I've been married for 25 years, and so this was, you know, a song from a breakup before I even met my current husband. So long, long time ago, it's just that feeling, you know, that it's like, you know, it's an empowering song of I depended on you, and it had to end, and I'm better without you kind of thing. So, yeah.
You know,
It was very heartfelt, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes it happens that way. And, you know, you find out through different things that you may be better off without an individual person and over the years. And I guess basically that's your way of telling that to that person going back at that time.
Yeah. Pretty much like I've healed, and I'm a stronger person without you. So, yeah.
So, actually, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Well, we also have that song. I'm trying to get these songs in there in case you have to run for shelter. That's what I'm doing, just
to let
you know.
Oh, yeah, you're fine.
So, I'm going to play that for you.
It seems to be pretty normal right now.
Okay. Here's the song.
Hurtful thing you said, the words that keep repeating in my head, made it hard to get back up. Tell myself I've cried enough. The truth is that you lied to me and took away my dignity.
Yeah, I'll tell you, a great song, and I got feeling that a lot of people felt your way based on the song or somewhere in the past, and it's probably related to a lot of different people. We all have.
Yeah, I try to write very relatable. Yeah, I try to write relatable material so that it kind of goes across and has emotion for everybody.
And that's great. Are you touring by any chance?
Off and on, yeah. I have a house gig here in Little Rock, so I do the dueling piano thing here in Little Rock, and then I tour with that. In fact, I leave on Tuesday to go to Alaska for a week and then Hawaii for a week on the military bases, so I'm doing a military tour.
Okay, and right now that's very, very important. Like, we crank up the USO all over again since we're technically not in World War III yet, but in reality we are. So, you know,
right.
It's, you know.
So, yeah, I go from base to base with a tour company that works with Armed Forces Entertainment, and that's Pro Tours, and we do entertaining just on the bases. So I do 4 different bases in Alaska next week and 4 different bases in Hawaii.
Pearl Harbor?
And I'll be back.
You going to Pearl Harbor?
Yes, Pearl Harbor is one of them, yes.
That's important, you know, and it's really, really important for that. These troops need the support and the entertainment because they're not getting in a lot of different places, and they need to get it now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, it's really important for that morale boost.
Yes. We don't have Bob Hope anymore. That tells you my age. But we need to bring it back and all these tours and stuff now, especially these days, because it's going to get wild.
Is your husband part of the band with you?
No, he actually does not have a musical bone in his body. But he is a former military person, and he's a disabled veteran. So it's one of those things that when I do the military tours, it's also kind of in honor of him. So, you know, but no, he's not part of the band. He's a roadie. He just helps us load in and out.
He tours with you when you tour.
Yes, he goes most of the time. He's with us. Yes.
Are you doing anything with the Lieutenant Dan Band, Gary Sinise, or anybody like that?
No, I don't know anything about that. Tell me, what is that?
Okay, Gary Sinise played Lieutenant Dan
Forrest Gump.
Right.
So
he has a band called Lieutenant Dan Band, and he's very supportive of the military. He travels all over. When we were fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that stuff, he was there touring to give folks morale. And he does a lot of stuff for Wounded Warriors and other stuff in this country.
Oh, that's awesome.
For our military and stuff. And he goes around, so that's why I asked that, because...
if he's listening, I'd love to help him out.
I'll send Mike the contact information. How's that?
Yeah, I would love to help him out with that.
Because one of the people that's going to be in what we call the Forbidden Door surprise guest in the next few weeks is Gary Sinise.
Oh, awesome. That's amazing.
So we'll
I love it. Forrest Gump is one of my favorite movies, all-time movies. And so, and like I said, anything to support the military, especially because, you know, my husband, like I said, being a disabled veteran, and having PTSD and some of the issues that he has, you know, coming back from Iraq when we were in war, it's very important for me to give back. And it's, you know, it's an honor for me to have anything to do with the military and support, you know, our current soldiers and former soldiers.
PTSD is very, very important. It drives a lot of people, and you don't have to be in the military to get PTSD. All you need to happen is some kind of tragic incident or something that really sets you off mentally to do that, because that PTSD relates to other things. From PTSD, you can become bipolar, mood swings, you get split personality, and you become an addict. And I know someone that's just like that. And again, it's unfortunately you got bad people surrounding this person, so it's not going to get any help until she actually gets into the realization of getting some help. So.
Yeah, we've had to deal with some of that over the last, I've got three children with him. We, like I said, we've been together, gosh, coming up on 27 years or right at 27 years, but we've been married for almost 25. And so my youngest daughter was 3 weeks old when he got told he was going to Iraq. So, and she's 18 now. So we've dealt with a lot of the PTSD issues for many, many years.
Yeah,
many years.
And you don't have to, yeah, your father or your mother goes to Iraq or Afghanistan to war zone, and the children get PTSD because of the all kinds of changes. And then, of course, when the parent comes home, it's very hard for them to get back into being a parent, and they still get scenes of war in them, flashbacks. And that's your PTSD, and it throws
correct.
Everybody in. Chris Kyle is famous for that.
Yep.
And, you know, so it,
yeah.
And
correct.
You know, and the Tamarisi, Andrew Tamarisi, and that family. We actually helped when Andrew was and went to Mexico, got caught in Mexico, and the whole big thing trying to get him out. The Tamarisi family, along with
Montel Williams.
Montel Williams and the lady from Fox, and I, and we had to go on this radio show. We had the president of Mexico on and stuff, and we're negotiating to release him, and we finally got him out. But Greta Van Susteren. But we're dealing with PTSD a lot in different areas. So what you're doing,
right.
with your songs and going to tour and what's happening is excellent. And we'll work closely with you, and I'll tell Mike about that.
Yeah, please do. My husband, you know, is also a former police officer, as am I. So he deals with, you know, some of that PTSD as well. I do, too. I just deal with it differently than he does. So,
yeah, as someone that is involved with law enforcement and have been over the years in different matters and about to be something really great this week involving law enforcement, yeah, PTSD is a big thing, and mental health issues are going to be a focus as we clean up this county down here. That's part of the big announcement this week.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it takes all of us together to work on, you know, combating, especially, you know, people that don't realize they need the help. And you're like, no, you need the help.
Most of them don't until they crash. And sometimes you have people that won't help the crash and end up causing more problems. And that's another problem. But, you know, these things do happen. But the thing is, I'm glad you're doing that. I want to play one more song, one more last kiss. And so, because I want to make sure our audience hears your songs, and then I want to get to your website and stuff and how you do contact and everything. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Feel so good.
great song. I would like to, it's very important. Now, you're very, very important, very talented and everything else, and you're going to do what you need to do. And I'm going to get you, give you the contact for Gary Sinise through Mike. So this way you'll be able to coordinate, and maybe something can give for that. Maybe you could do a tour
awesome.
With each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you tell our listeners how to reach you, the website, and where you're
Absolutely.
Going next?
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can go to my website, which is PamelaHopkinsMusic.com, and all of my information is there, all of my social media, all of my music videos, different interviews, podcasts, my EPK, upcoming schedule, like everything you could ever want to know, Pamela, is there. And I don't know if I can plug this real quick on your show, if that's okay. Am I allowed to say something else? Okay. So I'm up for 3 country music awards for the state of Arkansas. And so we call them the ACMAs. I'm up for Country Artist of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, and Album of the Year for my song and my album, Giving a Damn, Don't Go With My Outfit. But right now, until the 14th, you can vote. And all you have to do is go to arkansasmusic.org/vote, and you'll see my name, Pamela Hopkins, under those 3 categories. And I honestly tell everybody, you know, those are all independent artists. They're great artists. Check everybody else out too. You might find some, you know, people that you like and you want to follow. But I would definitely appreciate a vote for the Country Artist of the Year, the Female Vocalist of the Year, and Album of the Year.
I'll guarantee you that all of our listeners will be voting for you. And I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I'll get Mike the information for Gary so you can to coordinate, okay?
Please do. I would greatly appreciate that. And thank you so much for having me on. It's great talking to you guys.
And what's very important is the PTSD of a retired, especially no one's retired military, all military, no matter what. And same thing with police. You're always in law enforcement, no matter what. You could be retired, but you're actually not, because it's in the blood, and they're both related.
Right.
And God bless you for what you guys are doing.
Well, we appreciate it.
And once you're in Hawaii, you can look up the team. There's people in Hawaii you can look up, or you might run into people from that do CBS with Magnum and NCIS Hawaii. They both do a lot of shows in the Pearl Harbor area. So just letting you know. And you might hook up into them.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to try to do whatever I can, you know. Like I said,
okay.
All
right. If any other contacts, I'll send it to Mike.
Yeah, please.
I want to thank you so much. And if you need to take cover, be safe, okay?
I will. Thank you guys for having me on.
God bless you and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Now, that was Pamela Hopkins, a great country singer, both for her in Arkansas, both for her. She's great. Now our second half guest is here, and I'm going to bring him on. Let me introduce this gentleman, and I know each other for a number of years. We both met at BREC, Broward Republican Executive Committee. He ran for office. I ran for sheriff. Him and I are both corruption fighters. We're both involved with law enforcement and other things to clean up the court systems here in Broward and elsewhere. His name is Dr. Joe Smith. How are you doing, Doctor?
Hi, Joe. How are you? I'm fine. And you?
I'm doing great. And, I'm glad you're eager to come on because you called, but I need to get Pamela on, and she's a great country singer, but she's also involved with law enforcement and the military, and she actually did the interview during what they call a tornado warning. So she was getting ready to prepare for shelter and did the interview anyway. So that's important.
That's important.
But
need a lot of help in law enforcement.
Yes, and right now I know that you are doing something. You are running for Congress against the Ryan O'Brien mask. Can you tell us about that and what you need to speak about with the Ukraine?
Well, I'm running against Brian Mass, and I basically don't think just because you served in the military makes you a good leader, and most of our leaders aren't good, and we need someone that's going to bring everyone together. We need someone that's going to make changes and reinforce the platform and the bases that make a greater of America. we need to bring all our oil production in. Brian Mass, at one point before, had told his associate that helps him, good luck raping a 15-year-old girl. And, you know, excuse me for saying so, that's a matter of mind, and no one in their right mind should say something like that. I have two daughters, but I know he wasn't married at the time, but it doesn't mean anything. You could wish someone luck with a date. You don't say that. And although he claims that he's been doing things with water management, he's done nothing against crime, where it's shooting up and doubling and tripling all around the country. He's done nothing with inflation. And as an ex-military guy, I can't see someone not being out there in the front line against this Nazi aggression by Putin in Russia. And I have friends in Ukraine, but I have ancestry from Ukraine, Russia, Belarus, and Austria. And when any innocent people are abused, it should affect all of us that believe in right versus wrong and believe in God. And I wanted to say something, if I might, on Ukraine, because I'd like to influence anyone possibly that's listening, because the Ukrainian people are, and their leader, Zelensky, is the heartbeat of the world. And I think basically it's not going to stop with Ukraine. Putin is a madman, and he's looking to take over 20 other countries that used to be under the Soviet Union, and many of which are now in NATO. So whether it be Poland or Estonia or Latvia or Lithuania, I just wanted to say Ukraine stands for freedom, liberty, and the right for life. If Ukraine falls, so may Poland, Lithuania, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Latvia, Georgia, Belarus, Uzbekistan, Moldova, you know, Hungary, Bulgaria, Albania. Zelensky gave Biden a message, turning down passage to escape, wanting weapons to protect and defend his people of Ukraine. He's a very brave guy. Biden has lies, stupidity, and a lack of focused leadership. Biden allowed Russia to seize Crimea 8 years ago with Obama. Biden, while Putin was building up military outside of Ukraine, should have been reinforcing Ukraine's ability to sustain defending themselves, and he did absolutely nothing. And Biden not only shut down all the oil production in the United States, where we lost 100,000 to 200,000 jobs, but Biden has been importing oil from Russia to allow Putin to murder and kill women and children. This needs to stop immediately. We need to start the oil production. We need to enforce either no-fly zone immediately to prevent further genocide in Ukraine, or immediately send Ukraine planes for their pilots for defense, more javelins for tanks, more stingers for planes, and we need to do anti-ballistic missiles that have the ability to go into Russia towards Moscow and St. Petersburg for the Ukrainians. NATO doesn't have to get involved. We need to be able to sink. They need to be able to sink the ships in the Baltic. And once Putin sees that Ukraine has the ability to be offensive besides defensive, he may think better, because he has millions of Russians that will go after him, and no one in Russia likes him, because millions of Russians have millions of relatives in Ukraine. I mean, they're very close in background. To say that you're either going to marry me or I kill you doesn't make sense. And I want to say that Senator Lindsey Graham, that made the statement that Putin needs to be immediately eliminated, is right. He's got guts. He's got balls. And any congressman or senator that knocked him should have them and their family in front of Putin, and God should ignore them and forget them forever. We need a hit list for any corrupt Russian politicians and soldiers. We need special forces from all the world to be able to go in to eliminate Putin and assist Ukraine and the rest of Europe, even if they're not under their own country's flags. And we need Biden to be a leader instead of a bullshit artist, and immediately stop all Russian imports, including oil, and immediately start all U.S. oil production. Because this inflation that we've seen with Biden, with both oil and food and everything else, has nothing to do with Russia. He's done such a shitty job in a year and a half that with a war blooming, we're only going to face more problems than the rest of the world. So we need to man up. We need to reach out and help our brothers to protect their families And, you know, I have friends in Ukraine where they're listening to missiles every day hitting their cities and machine guns. They don't know if their family is going to be alive next day, or they're going to be alive. No one deserves to live that way. And if Putin's going to claim, let them be raped, or he's going to nuke someone, he's going to nuke you anyway. The point is we need to stand up and give the Ukrainians the weapons for offense as well as defense, whether we get directly involved or not. But the other countries will fall if Ukraine falls. So don't think that Putin is only going after Ukraine. That's a fallacy. And I think with Biden's $3.5 million budget, it's a bunch of crap. He hasn't done anything so far since he's been in office with open borders, with immigrants coming in from Mexico, and many of them are criminals. Many of them are getting on welfare. Most of our ancestors that came to this country, there was no welfare. They educated themselves, they protected each other, and they prospered and helped their family prosper. Most people in the South coming in are coming in for a free welfare ticket. So we need to control the border crisis. But the big thing is for a year and a half, 2 years, the embassy in Ukraine did nothing to help Ukrainians get out because of COVID, which was a bad excuse. And now they're stuck with the bombardment and everything else. But we need to assist them militarily. We need better laws going after public corruption, corrupt judges. The police are controlled by state attorneys. I'd like to see a law where public corruption is made into terrorism. So if you're a judge or a lawyer or anyone in government and you're allowing crimes to occur, you will be tried as a terrorist. And I'm looking for votes running against Brian Mass because I will be there for everyone, if they're in my district or not, to refer them to someone else to do something, because if anyone else doesn't carry out the law to protect their constitutional rights, I will do everything within my might to crush and replace and get rid of them, whether they're FBI, whether they're DOJ. I've been involved in getting robbed out of a couple of $100 million for 20 years with so many corrupt officials. And the last one was a Michael Moskowitz that represented a brother that was disinherited, helping him rob $200-300 million. And Michael Moskowitz, January 22nd, died of pancreatic cancer. But shit is shit, excuse the French, and okay. people need to be honest and stand up. And I think everyone that's good, you know, in the past I've run against criminals with 2x4s. I gave $1,500 for the Ukrainian army, and everyone could do something to protect liberty and freedom. And I implore anyone, whether they're individuals, regular people, or whether they're politicians, we need to stand up and be counted to protect the very freedoms that we grew up with. I mean, this is a very important thing, and we need to reach into our heart and soul and reach out to give and protect and join others as a family. You know, I think it's very important, and we need to be more cautious on the people we pick, because you and I have spoken before about public corruption.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, a lot of the people, 99% of all prosecuting attorneys become defense attorneys, only for criminals and scum. No one there for victims. We need to make sure and change that around, because at the same time, there's no one there to protect your constitutional rights. And I'd argue that point with any Supreme Court justice. They need to make sure the system is changed, that if any judge or lawyer or public official violates the law, they will be smitten by the full weight of the law. So we really have a balance of justice. We do not have a balance of justice in this country. Our forefathers would be crying. Excuse me, we don't.
We have a two-tier justice system where the money and the politicians and stuff go one way and the other people go another way. And, you know, because if justice was real, the Clintons will be in prison right now. If justice was real, Obama will be charged with treason right now. Justice is real, George Soros. It goes straight down the line. We don't have a clear-cut system of justice. We got lunatics running around the streets, causing mayhem. You got people, illegals killing children, like the other day in the church where three daughters were killed by an illegal alien. You know, this is going
terrible, crazy.
Judges that are releasing criminals in New York and Chicago and elsewhere before the papers dry and the cops can't do anything about it. You got politicians that want to defund law enforcement, defund the police. We had a
big
rally.
Like the one in Chicago, right?
Right. And we had a rally in Jupiter this past week, where this guy's running for mayor in Jupiter, one that has campaigned for 20 plus years against law enforcement, and so they got a guy that's running opposite of him and got the PBA and all that support. But we got to stop these candidates that are running in support of criminals and not in support of law-abiding citizens. As far as the judges, there are movements in some areas where we can make the judges, if they release a criminal with full knowledge that there's a criminal and the criminal does an activity that causes more crime, the judge is accessory after the fact and will be charged. There is states that will start moving in that direction where we can punish the judge for this discretion. Get rid of these left-wing.
They should get more than their hands slapped. They should get
right, more
than their hands slapped.
Yeah, there's a judge that released a rapist and in less than 24 hours, not only was the guy raped and not a person, but killed the person he raped. So, and that happened in New York, and that judge, I think, is facing criminal charges. But it's... The point is we need to have judges that actually follow the state laws, the laws that the system that's needed, the statutes. They got to follow the laws. They can't be...
Right. Otherwise, they should be held accountable for terrorism. They should never, ever see the light of day. And in this country, we have murderers that the average length of time in jail for cold-blooded murder is 13 years. The penalties are a fraction of the crime, and innocent people and law-abiding citizens need to take things to change things to protect their families and protect our future, and we don't have that right now. And if you're going to elect public officials, you want to see why they're going to protect you, because most people just want to sit their big butt in a chair and collect a paycheck and then be lobbyists. Most people, you want people that are going to care for you and protect you that have been victims, and you know they have a reason to live to protect you and help you. It's all about teamwork. It's all about extended family, and it doesn't matter what gender we are, what religion we are, what color, but good people are good people, and bad people need to be minimized, and by minimizing, they should never see the light of day.
True. You know, and people that actually notify or indicate potential danger should be taken off the side immediately, because they're indicating possible danger to others. And
absolutely,
that is a crime in itself, because and actually what's unique in Florida, and it's not really being carried out so much, is that under DeSantis, one of the first things he did because of Stoneman Douglas was to put in a law, an executive law, which later became law, where they call it a freak for the law enforcement, to be proactive. If you see something coming on, don't hesitate and actually do what you're supposed to do. And there are people out here in this state that actually have indicated dangers to others, maybe physical
right, or
threats or anything like that, to the point where a crime has occurred if you follow the statute to the letter, and yet they're able to walk the streets. And that's got to stop. And I'm telling you right now, things are happening here in Broward County this week, and that will stop here in Broward. Guaranteed.
Well, I'll tell you what. About 2 years ago, ABC iTeam News got in touch with Governor DeSantis on 130 cases of probate fraud, where in some cases the trustees were still alive while they were being robbed by guardians, and one or two died. No one got punished. and he swore he was going to look into it and do something, and in 2 years he didn't do anything. And I've gotten robbed in 20 years out of about $400 million. Tried to get in touch with his office a number of times. We need proactive, and we need someone to do something instantly. And there's probably several trillion dollars a year in Florida robbed from white-collar crime and probate, and nothing ever happens at all.
Yes. White-collar crime is very big here in Florida. It's been going on for decades. One, the telemarketing and all that stuff. As soon as you hear up north, as soon as you hear somebody calling from Fort Lauderdale, you think it's a scam. That was the mantra going back years ago. It's still going on in some way from telemarketing and other white collar crimes. But most of it is from probate.
It's not nursing homes. It's lawyers, judges, and family members. And they rob, steal, and lie, and in some cases they kill people, and nothing happens to them.
Well, I can tell you this. They'll be looked into in the next few weeks and months down the line because of what we're going to be doing. And we'll clean up this mess.
I'd be more than happy to.
I will be with DeSantis next 2 weeks. And in fact, the governor is going to be on the radio show next week. But we're going to be with him this week and next week, and things are about to change.
Well, I tell you what, I've tried to get in touch with his office a number of times in the last year and a half to no avail. But the point is, with ABC iTeam News, you could remind him he swore that he was going to do something. He hasn't, and my dad's business is selling party supplies in Publix in seven states. My brother that was disinherited is robbing $500 million with crooked attorneys, and Michael Moskowitz was the last one, dead, God bless his rotten soul. I had one judge I recused that died of cervical cancer, and you know what? Good is good and bad is bad, and God should destroy anyone that is bad. And if I could help, I'm here. I'm a warrior and a gladiator, excuse me?
I said, of course, I'll let you know and keep in contact with that. The other important thing is your constant contact with people you know in Ukraine, and that is extremely important. And you're right. And by the way, politicians got to allow the generals to fight the wars and not become and work from behind the desk. I do not like Marco Rubio, what he said about not supporting a no-fly zone when they desperately need it. Rand Paul is another one that I'm against with that same idea. Yes, it's good to be an isolationist sometimes. It's good to try and stay out of a war. But you have to
open your mind.
Right.
Manchin I like. I like Lindsey Graham. I think they have guts. They're American. They have charisma. And they're thinking for common man, whether it be in America or around the world. And anyone that claims they believe in God, these Ukrainian people and their leader, Zelensky, is the heartbeat of the world. And if the shoe was on the other foot, we'd want their support. We don't have time to dilly-dally.
All right. I agree. We cannot be Chamberlains. We don't want to make the same mistake twice. We need to understand that the war's already started. We don't have a leader invited. He's gone. He's just nothing. A lot of the generals, the real generals, not Milley, but the actual one beneath that, are actually calling Mar-a-Lago and Trump. He's getting calls every single minute of every day from various military sources and discussing what to do and stuff like that. And everyone's eager to get him in office now, not in 2022 or 2024, but now.
I want to say one thing. There was a colonel, Colonel McGregor, that said Ukraine should acquiesce to Russia. I just would like to say to that Colonel McGregor, he and his family ought to bend over and let Putin stick it to him, because to be a general or a colonel and make a comment like that the nation should acquiesce to Putin, him and his family ought, and he was an insult as a colonel, this Colonel McGregor, and you know what? An asshole is an asshole. And I'm sorry, but you know what?
You don't need generals like that. You don't need colonels like that.
You don't.
Right now, the whole world.
That's kind of treasonous, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be upstanding for the Constitution, and we're supposed to protect the innocent.
And God, you're right. Absolutely.
Okay, and this guy, well, when Trump's back, he's going to be back. He'll just be gone, okay? Take him out of power, okay? And just send him to the gallows.
We need generals like Patton and MacArthur was.
I agree. I agree.
Anyway, we're getting close towards the end of the show. Can you tell our listening audience where to find you and how to support your campaign?
You can find me right now at DCIJoe@gmail.com. And I'm going to have a website shortly. I've just been delayed a little bit. And I'm looking for I'm looking for donations and people to help, because I tell you what, over the years, I've run after gunmen. I've given for many charities, and I believe in teamwork and helping our country, our community, and our world. And I believe in standing up for innocent people, and I believe in burning and imprisoning corruption from wherever it comes from. And mankind needs to blend and stick together. I mean, instead of getting better, we're getting worse, because we're putting the wrong people in power worldwide. So I'm reaching out to everyone.
I'm giving you a suggestion. If you haven't had a host or domain name as of yet, go to IONOS.com, and you get a free domain and $6 to start up for the year. So
I have ballotsnow.com, and I'm just putting the website together right now.
Okay.
Ballotsnow.com, but I don't have it right at the moment. But thank you very much, very much.
Hey, anytime, you know.
Yeah. Just reading, we need to get fighters in. We need to get America First candidates in, Florida First candidates in, and we got to get rid of the rhinos. And this is not the time to become isolationist. And this is the time to really gear up, because history is repeating. We haven't learned from what,
you're right.
It's like 1930s all over again. The Axis power is not Japan, Germany, and Italy, but this time it's China, Russia, and Iran. Those are the things.
You need to make the district aware of this rhino and what his platform is in any way, shape, or form you can do it.
Yeah, I am. The sad part is, because he's a Republican candidate, most Democrats and Republicans, if they have a candidate in office, they don't care how bad they are. Because they're from their party, they want them to stay there, and he doesn't belong there, and he's not a good family.
Well, he got land based.
Right. They want him gone. Okay?
I agree with you.
The steel.
Brian Mass has been a target for a while. Brian Mass has been a target to get rid of. He's being primaried. He is a rhino. He supported the red flag laws. He's not so big on the Second Amendment. The only thing I will say about red flag laws is that people who have mental health issues, it's kind of dangerous for them to have a gun, because especially people with PTSD and others, the reason being is that they shoot out and they escalate and hurt other people. So
Let me say one thing is that, as a doctor, with the HIPAA laws, they need to make an exemption. So if someone is a borderline or psychologically not stable and they're on medication, this needs to be reported so that they can never purchase a gun, just like a criminal. And unfortunately, you have a lot of these people that committed crimes that basically were on medication, where the medication either makes them normal or completely crazy, but they could purchase a gun. So we need to change the HIPAA laws to some degree to protect the innocent if someone is psychologically not stable.
Anyway,
and make people aware of what's going on with Obama's the Promise Program.
Yeah. That's still around in some way. Anyway, Joe, Dr. Smith, I want to thank you for coming on. This is great.
Thank you very much.
Get you on again once you're ready. If you get the site up and everything else, let me know, and we'll get you on again, okay? All right.
Thank you, and you take care, and God bless.
Anything breaking Ukraine, you can always give us an update, okay?
Just call in. You're on Wednesdays and Sundays between 7 and 8 p.m., call in.
Okay, because I have a young lady that's supposedly leaving Ukraine right now through Poland, and I'm hoping to bring her to the Palm Beach Republican Party meeting if she's here by then, because basically we need to incite more people for support, not just for Ukraine, but for good people worldwide and in our country, and we need to put more people to work, and we need to be self-sufficient with our own fuel instead of getting it from China, Iran, or anywhere else, or Russia. And God bless. It's all about teamwork. And thank you, Joe. You're doing a great job.
Is that with Michael Barnett?
Yeah.
Yep. The Palm Beach Executive Committee is with Michael Barnett. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I know Michael. All right.
He's
you know. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on. We're closing up the show.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Take care and be safe. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Okay, we got a minute and a half left of the show. I want to thank Scarlett.
I want to thank everyone. Send bucks to Ukraine. Help the people. If you got family, we're supportive there. We're also going to take care with Pamela Hopkins and do the USO info with Lieutenant Dan. And she was a great guest. And everybody, God bless you and have a great night. And this is Scarlett saying good night.
Good night, everybody. I want to thank Pamela Hopkins, and she's doing the USO type thing in Alaska and as well as Hawaii, and both of her in Arkansas awards. And thank you, Dr. Smith, and his campaign. And Wednesday, we're going to have a very important guest. We're going to be discussing a bunch of stuff and what they call the Forbidden Door. And there's a lot of breaking news, and stay tuned. God bless you all. Have a great evening.
If tomorrow all things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American.